With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Jamie Eisenberg is here from CBSSports.com. As I mentioned earlier, he has the number one rated shows on this network on Saturday, and also the number one rated show on the network on Sunday. Saturday night at 10, Sunday morning at 11, Mimosa Hour. His fantasy show is highly rated. The reviews are in, red carpet treatment. A lot of fans love it because Jamie helps people with their crappy fantasy lineups. If you suck at fantasy, now's your chance every Friday night to talk to Jamie and fix your lineup or make that trade you've been desperate to pull off with the friends that you hate at this time of year. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm turning the corner. You ready to dance?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. The kickoff of the first half. We do two halves here, which is two segments. Trey and Queens, bring it.
Yes, guys. Full point PPR. I need to start two wide receivers. Willie Snead, Josh Doctson, Devontae Parker, Juju Smith, and Benny Fowler III.
I think your best bet are the first two guys because it doesn't seem like Parker's going to play. And Fowler's a little bit of a wild card. Now, keep an eye on Willie Snead's status just because he's banged up still, but I expect him to play. And slot receivers have had a lot of success against the Packers. Doctson, I hope this is the week that they turn him loose a little bit, you know, give him more targets, because I think if that happens, he could be great. So those are your two best guys.
There you go, Trey. And I'm going to do everyone a favor here, Carver High. Jamie has mentioned that he's doing great, and I'd say I'm fair to Midland. So now that we know how everyone's doing, don't ask us how we're doing, so we can just keep banging out fantasy calls. Steve in Fairfax, Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Half-point PPR. Should I start Josh Doctson or Sterling Shepard?
I think, you know, if Shepard's 100%, he's probably your best bet. You know, the one concern would be is I don't know for sure if Jeremy Lane's going to return for the Seahawks, but, you know, Richard Sherman's going to be out there. And, you know, Eli Manning, I think, is going to struggle. So if you want the high upside play, I'd say go Doctson. If you want the safe route, you know, Shepard, if he plays, then he's probably going to catch more passes.
There you go, Steve. Have a lousy weekend. I just noticed Carver High just got a report in on the hotline, just calling now. The reviews are in. It appears that Jamie Eisenberg has now as well passed Jesus as the most popular person on the face of the earth. A lot of people, you see Jesus stickers everywhere on cars and everything. Now I'm seeing Jamie Eisenberg rules stickers in my neighborhood. I was driving near Manhattan today and I saw Jamie Eisenberg rules, and then it said on CBS SR. I was like, I didn't even know they made those stickers. Cash in Detroit on XYT.
Hey, fellas, non-PPR. I got Gilsley. I picked up Deion Lewis. And I also have John Brown. I need two of those to fill a flex and a running back.
Filibuster.
I think, you know, with just Gilsley being touchdown or bust at this point, Lewis is probably going to get as much work, if not more, after Gilsley had the fumble last week. So Gilsley is probably the odd man out here. So Lewis and John Brown, you know, John Brown, 18 targets his last three games. He's getting more involved. And last year against the Rams, he had a game with 10 catches for 140-plus yards. So hopefully that happens again.
There you go, Cash. I like that name, Cash, like cash flow. That's what happens when you use my picks on the weekend. Byron in Lipstick City, you're on CBS Sports Radio with Jamie.
Hey, what's up, guys? I have Tevin Coleman and Doug Martin as my number two in flex. If DeMarco Murray doesn't play, who will you bench to start Derrick Henry?
I think I'd probably bench Coleman. You know, I'm hoping for a couple reasons that DeMarco Murray sits and Derrick Henry plays. I think it would be a little bit more fun, you know, just to get one of the guys out there as opposed to both. As a DeMarco Murray owner, I'd probably want to see him sit because this hamstring injury could get worse. They have their bye next week. So If Derrick Henry's the guy and getting, you know, 15 to 20 carries against the Browns, I know the Browns' run defense has been good, but it could be a lot of fun to see him out there and doing some damage.
All right, Byron, you're the man. Antoine in San Francisco off KBR, the sports leader.
What's going on, fellas? I got running back Wells again, Jamie. I need four names I'm going to give you. I need two of these guys. I got Coleman, Thompson. You kind of just answered the Gillislee thing with that last guy. And then I have Chris Ivory as well.
Well, I think, you know, Coleman and Thompson would be the two guys as of now. If Leonard Fournette is out, I'd probably do the same thing. I probably would bench Coleman. Thompson's just been ridiculous. You know, he's really the best receiver for the Redskins right now. And you know, he had a 57-yard day and a touchdown against the Eagles the first time these two teams met. But he's just been on fire. And so just given, you know, Coleman still being in the backup role, if I read the starter for Fournette, then those are your two guys.
There you go, Antoine. 855-212-4227. Why aren't you on the line right now admitting that you suck at running your fantasy team and letting Jamie handle it for you to make you look good this weekend and win you some cash? Greg in Houston on 610.
Hey, fellas. Happy belated birthday, Jamie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Quarterback question. My quarterback is Cam Newton. As a backup, I've been holding on to Andrew Luck. Should I drop Andrew Luck and pick up Tyrod Taylor? Because Andrew Luck and Cam have the same bye weekend. We don't even know if he's going to be back. But at this point, would you do that?
100%. You know, especially if I think I know correctly, the next four games, I don't know if that falls into week 11 or not, but the next four games for Tyrod Taylor are great. He's been very good at home. Three of his next four are at home. And like you said, we don't know when Andrew Luck's going to come back. So do yourself the favor and, you know, get rid of that headache. You know, maybe you still have a chance to get him back, you know, if we get word that Luck's going to play. But I think Cam's your guy the rest of the way, and Tyrod's certainly a great backup / fill-in option.
There you go, Gregor. Have an alcoholic-filled weekend. Corey, in Ohio, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys, got a cool question. Which quarterback do I use, Carson Wentz or Cam Newton?
You know, I really think both guys have a good opportunity this week, but I think Wentz's ceiling is higher just given his matchup, especially if both Josh Norman and Breshad Breeland do not play for the Redskins. We'll find out that answer tomorrow when the final injury report comes out, but my guess would be is that one or both don't play. So Wentz, you know, had a 22-point day, I believe, in that week one performance, over 20 points for sure. And I think just the way that he's playing right now, his matchup is a little bit better. The Bears have played really well at home, and, you know, Cam, I think will be okay, but I think just, again, the ceiling's higher for Wentz.
There you go, Corey. Jamie Eisenberg on. Don't forget his show's on Saturday night at 10, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, both times, 10 p.m. Saturday, 11 a.m. on Sunday morning before Pain Day starts at 1 Eastern. Scott in Baltimore, you're next with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Jamie. How you doing tonight?
Great.
Question for you. I have quite a few running backs, so I have a deep bench. Would you drop Bilal Powell to pick up a flyer on Darren McFadden? If I wait for waivers, I won't get him because I'm not in the top five waiver claim.
I think so. You know, I mean, Bilal Powell is, when he gets an opportunity to be the guy there, he's going to be fine. But Forte's healthy. Elijah McGuire's going to get work. You know, it's going to be crowded. If McFadden, you know, does get the chance to start for a suspended Ezekiel Elliott, that's the guy I think that you certainly want to have on your roster.
There you go, Scotty. JR in Vegas on 1140 in Cincinnati to make it a hub.
We'll see what the D, Scotty. I need a running back for flex, Chris Ivory or LeGarrette Blount. And then I have to keep two of these three receivers long term, Paul Richardson, Javon Kearse, or Randall Cobb?
Well, I think, you know, just given the scenario, you know, for none of these guys are great keeper options moving forward, but for this particular season, I would probably hold on to Kearse and Cobb. You know, if you do have to make a decision to cut somebody, you're probably going to end up cutting. I guess I'd cut Richardson. You know, it's just one of those situations where I don't know if he'll ever turn into, like, a superstar. And then I think for this week, you know, you just have to keep an eye on the Leonard Fournette situation. If Fournette's out, it's Ivory. If Fournette is in, then it's Blount.
So just for that guy in Vegas and everybody in Vegas, we'll be there January 29th through the Sunday Super Bowl live. Five shows at the D. That's going to be huge again. Carver High already doing calisthenics, preparing for the trip back to the desert. 855-212-4227. We're going to come back with the second half of your calls with Jamie. Fantasy freaks, it's time to call because you are terrible and Jamie is a rock star. You are terrible. Jamie is a rock star. I don't need to repeat it again, do I? Get your lineup straight right now on the bench. 855-212-4CBS.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, second half kickoff with Jamie Eisenberg. He's simply the best. His fantasy world that he lives in is it's just beyond the realm of anything you can admit or know in your miserable life. Your picks, your rosters, your trades that you make, are, they're desperate. They're feeble. What you need is someone like Jamie running things for you so that you can win and humiliate your friends. Here's Jordan in Albany. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Jamie, I got a PPR league. I need a flex, and I need a running back. I have Buck Allen, DeSean Jackson, Frank Gore, Theo Riddick, Alex Collins, and Deion Lewis. And I also want to know if you would drop Jeremy Maclin for Teddy Bridgewater. I only have Carson Wentz on my roster.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to drop Maclin for him yet. I know Macklin's struggling the blade, but I don't even know when Bridgewater will play. So I don't know if that's the move you want to make. And I think for this week, you probably want to go with Buck Allen and Deion Lewis. I do think that we'll see Buck Allen play better than Alex Collins this week, and then Deion Lewis, you know, hopefully gets a little bit more opportunities after the way he's played the last couple weeks and with Gillespie struggle.
All right, Jordan, be careful. Your girlfriend's cheating on you. Derek in Green Bay, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, good evening, guys. How's it going?
Miserable now.
Funny to hear that, man. But I got a couple of quick questions. My first question is a quarterback question. I have either Kirk Cousins or Matt Ryan, and I'm kind of undecided or torn on who to start. And then my question at running back, I need two of the five. I have Todd Gurley, which I think is an obvious. Derrick Henry, Jerick McKinnon, Andre Ellington, or Aaron Jones from Green Bay. And of those five, do you think one of them could also be a flex, possibly?
Well, I think your quarterback decision, yes, it's somewhat tough because Ryan's been so bad, but he has the dream matchup on the table because the Patriots have been awful against every quarterback that they've faced so far this year, and Ryan is definitely overdue. So he's your quarterback. I would go with Gurley and McKinnon, and yes, Derrick Henry could be an amazing flex if DeMarco Murray's out. So you just have to keep an eye on that and then decide who you're comparing him to. But Henry would have a ton of upside if he's starting.
There you go, Derek. Kenny in Greenville, South Carolina. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
PPR league, flex position, Latavius Murray, Ty Montgomery, or Danny Amendola?
I think, you know, just with Amendola, he's interesting because he had a good game against the Falcons in the Super Bowl, and slot receivers of late have had a nice success rate against the Falcons. So I would tend to lean toward Amendola here. I he's been hit or miss, and certainly in standard leagues, a little bit different than PPR, but I think this is going to be a one of the better games we'll see maybe all season if the Falcons offense does show up as expected.
All righty, Kenny. Have a good weekend. Roberto in Florida, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, guys, I pretty much screwed the pooch by not playing Tyreek Hill, and I got to roll with Landry, and I know he's just a PPR monster, but do I play him at the number two next to A.J. Green with another scenario there, which I'm pretty much stuck with the Pittsburgh part against A.J. Green? And, yeah, just with that, and then just my flex, what is it that you feel about Marlon Mack? And with the Colts, I mean, Pagano's all over the place. He's sending mixed signals and he's messing with my life.
don't let the last thing you should let happen is Chuck Pagano mess with your life. I think with Marlon Mack, you know, he's going to get a boost here moving forward because Robert Turbin's now out for the season. So it goes from a three-headed situation to a two-headed situation, and Mack, you know, we'll hopefully start to see his touches go up. And so far, every game this season where he's had 10 or more touches, he's had two of his best games. So that's something you want to, you know, kind of hang your hat on a little bit. Landry should be fine. You know, Devontae Parker's not going to play the last two games that Parker's either left or missed. Oh yeah, you can't play T.Y. Hilton against those two corners for Jacksonville. Those guys are great.
So I think actually, Roberto, that you're going to last longer than Chuck Pagano anyway. So don't do anything stupid. Here we go. Rick in Boston on the Hub. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey guys, I got Carson Palmer and Winston on my roster. I wonder if I play one of them, or I could go to the waiver wire and get Taylor or what's his name, Hundley from Green Bay. What do you think?
It's not a bad idea to get Taylor. I think Palmer and Taylor are very similar in this week, because Palmer, tough matchup, but we've seen the Rams give up some production to quarterbacks, and according to my colleague Dave Richard, Palmer has a good track record against Wade Phillips. I've not looked that up myself, but I'm going to believe Dave on that. But Taylor, you know, he's getting his receiving core somewhat healthy with Jordan Matthews coming back. He's off a bye. He's at home. Buccaneers are not very good. I think there's a higher ceiling for Taylor, but, you know, it's always risky to trust a guy that doesn't have a lot of weapons around him.
There you go. So I'm watching the Lakers. They're down 5 to the Suns. A ball has 9-5-5. There's your Lonzo update everybody wanted. Dana in Maine, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg on CBS Sports Radio.
Jamie, half PPR. I need a wide receiver and a flex out of Davante Adams, John Brown, and Orleans Darkwa. And then a defense out of the Saints or Pittsburgh.
I've gone back and forth with the defensive rankings with those two teams in particular. I just think with the Steelers at home, they've done such a nice job so far this season. You know, the Saints, it's just a wild card with them going on the road to face Hundley, because we just don't know how Hundley's going to play. So they're both in my top 10, but the Steelers are ranked higher, so that's what I would do. And then I'd play both receivers. I think Darkwa has been amazing the last two games, but Seattle off a bye, they're going to focus on stopping the run, you know, with the limited receivers for the Giants.
There you go. Dana White calling in from Maine this evening. Anthony in Rhode Island.
Hey, how's it going? I got good running backs, Adrian Peterson, Ezekiel Elliott, Fournette, Davante Adams, and Sanu at wide receiver. I was wondering if I should play Robert Woods on the Rams, put in Tyrell Williams, or William Snead.
I like the way you call him Fournette either. I'd go with Robert Woods this week. You know, I think you're looking at a scenario of every secondary receiver against the Cardinals has had success this season, or at least, you know, for the most part. Because you stay away from Patrick Peterson, he's probably going to line up on Sammy Watkins just based on talent. And, you know, even though they're making the switch to get Justin Bethel out of their lineup, Jermon Williams, I don't know if it's such a significant upgrade. So Robert Woods should have an opportunity for a big day.
All right, Steve in Boston, two left here. You're on with Jamie.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How's it going? I'm stuck on two wide receivers. My waiver wire is pretty much crap. I have Sammy Watkins and Marquise Lee.
Well, if those are the two guys you're choosing from, I think you got to go Marquise Lee. You know, he's, I believe it's three of his last four or four of his last five. He's been over 60 yards receiving. That's better than Sammy Watkins has been in all but one game this year. So, again, with the matchup on the table of Patrick Peterson, I can't trust Sammy Watkins this week. So go with Marquise Lee. And the last time he faced the Colts, he had an 80-yard receiving day in week 17 last year.
All right, Steve, there you go, buddy. Have a good weekend. Josh in Alabama, you're last on with Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, I've got a situation between Jimmy Graham or Evan Ingram, and then I've also got Melvin Gordon or McKinnon.
You know, I think McKinnon just has a little bit of a higher ceiling this week. You know, Gordon scored a receiving touchdown against the Broncos, and it's very hard to bench him. But even though the Ravens are getting back Brandon Williams, which will help their run defense, I just think the way McKinnon's played the last couple weeks, he's sort of vaulted himself into that must-start category as well, where Gordon has typically been. So if you feel comfortable doing that, that's the move that I would make. And then I love Jimmy Graham's situation this week. The Giants are among the worst teams at defending tight ends. I believe they're going to have a touchdown to a tight end in every game this year. So you're looking at, you know, Jimmy Graham, this is a good week for him to have a big bounce-back performance.
All right, there you go. Don't forget to tune in Saturday night on the network for 10 p.m. Jamie's show, and then Sunday morning at 11 a.m. again, both live, fantasy blowout. You can't lose. You're better served listening and getting your rosters right for the weekend. Jamie, great job tonight. Enjoy the games this weekend. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
You got it, man. Take care. Have a good weekend.
There he is, Jamie Eisenberg. He likes the Florida Gators like many losers I know. It's all about the Canes, baby. Can't live in Miami and not love the Canes. What's wrong with you, son?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.